This is Kevin Chu's first visit to the U.S. and first time driving around Las Vegas. But he's been studying the American housing market from his native Hong Kong. His investment group owns property here in Las Vegas, but he's never seen any of it until now.
The first time, I'm very excited.
In the last 18 months, his Hong Kong firm, the Creations Group, has bought up distressed homes all over the U.S., including 13 Las Vegas houses bought at fire sale prices.
These homes here are going to be a little smaller.
The local property manager, Tracy Bennett, is driving Chu to see one of the houses that's just been renovated. It's in an older, working-class part of North Las Vegas.
And we have arrived. Now, this is your house right here.
She points to a disaster of a house that's clearly vacant. Blue graffiti covers the garage. Trash is piled in the yard. Before anyone can say anything, Bennett laughs.
I was just kidding.
But it is a reminder of the bleak housing reality here. Foreclosure rates that are more than three times the national average, and thousands of bank-owned properties that sit empty. Thankfully for Chu, his real house down the block is in much better shape. It's a one-story house with a carport, and it's clean with fresh paint. In the back, there's a fairly well-maintained pool. It's ready for a tenant.
It looks very good. Much better than I expected.
And the U.S. housing market as a whole looks very good, better than expected to Chu's boss, Danny Lim.
I think there's nowhere else in the world where you can actually get the bargains that we can get from the U.S. Right now.
We reached him by phone in Miami, where he was looking for more properties.
Some places, the types of prices that we're getting, I think it's, you know, once in a generation, perhaps once in a lifetime kind of opportunities.
The opportunity is there partly because of a strong rental market. In Las Vegas, a lot of people need to rent because they've lost their homes or because credit is too tight for them to buy. Rents are sufficiently high and home prices are sufficiently low that investors figure they can find houses that will pay for themselves in just 10 years. That kind of return is hard to beat. Now some locals are hoping to convince more international buyers of the deals here.
So what we're doing is advertising in the Asian newspapers. We let them know, hey, look, U.S. is a good place to invest.
Andy Chu is a local realtor. A quarter of his clients are from Asia already, but he wants more. They're good customers because they often will buy several properties and pay in cash, which means Chu doesn't have to spend months waiting for financing to be approved.
From a business perspective, you can get paid in 4 days or get paid in 6 months. It's sort of lucrative if you think about it.
The Las Vegas chapter of the Asian American Real Estate Association's strategy for 2012 is to help local realtors get international business through new web tools and networking opportunities. Joseph Lai is the local president.
If you're a homegrown product, how do you network with someone in Canada? How do you work with someone in China or Vietnam or Taiwan? It's very hard. And so that's a reason why our association is trying to bridge that gap.
Last year, buyers from abroad were most active in Sunbelt states, Florida, Texas, Arizona, and California, according to the National Association of Realtors. In each of the last 3 years, foreign buyers have purchased an estimated $40 billion worth of American homes.
International investors, we see them as absorbing a lot of the inventory.
Again, Joseph Lai from the local Asian American Real Estate Association.
They're going to come in, they're going to make them income-producing properties, and then they're going to fix them up, get them into livable shape, get them rented out.
And with a backlog of tens of thousands of foreclosures expected to roll onto the Las Vegas market in the coming months, buyers from anywhere in the world will be in demand to soak up a lot more inventory. In Las Vegas, I'm Jude Jaffe-Block.